For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
With the draft, I'm going to give the opportunity for Ian to come up and talk about our preparation. Feel really confident where we're at. I think this one's going to be a little wild. It's deeper in certain areas than others. Usually the cutoff is a little bit quicker. I think once you kind of get into 2-3, and this one's going to be a little bit different. So I think there's going to be a lot more movement than there has been in the past.
It could get wild, Brad. It could get wild. Sit back and watch. I mean, we have no feel right now. We'll see.
Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham talking about how strange the first round of the draft could be, considering all of the choices and options that are available for people.
It's going to be wild, Brad. Sit back and watch. It's going to be wild. It's my fourth attempt at my Ian Cunningham impression.
It's getting worse.
I feel so. I said to Spiegs,
come on.
I think that he needs the tuning fork. I think he needs
that,
to.
That was it, but then you know, talked for a while.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh, wow. Pointing up.
Yeah.
Wow. Just in terms of the mechanics
Pointing
of impression.
Finger.
Yeah, the mechanics. Yeah.
Yeah, just the mechanics of an impression.
It's Lawrence's fault your impression sucks.
Look,
because he talked.
You don't
for a
use
while.
A, you don't use a tuning a tuning fork and then talk for a while before somebody's supposed to sing.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Lawrence gets it. No. You guys are just looking to foment discontent. That's what you guys are looking to do.
Define foment.
I can't right now.
Do you have a team of the foment?
Also, tuning forks. Why not just have a pitch pipe? A tuning fork, you need a
Put
lot of
them.
Put
it in your pitch pipe. Oh, wait, that's a different song. Smoke it on out.
What song is that? Hash pipe?
Put it in your peace pipe.
Oh, your peace pipe. I got it. I have a pitch pipe left over from my mother's... From my mother. It was her pitch pipe that she used to sing at events all through her years. And she's been gone for 28 years, and I still have the pitch pipe.
Because of the pitch pipe?
I don't think that's what did it. I don't think that's what did it, but I do still have it. I'll bring it in. I can't trust you guys. Forget it. Move on. Next!
Well, we could try it again where I'll just be quiet because clearly I'm the reason. And we can play Ian Cunningham and it's then you can try it again. You want to try it again?
No, I don't.
I think we should. One more try.
Okay, fine. All right, here we go.
I think one of the best things that we did was when they first got here in February, we had DA and the whole defensive coaching staff come.
I think one of the best things we did when we had DA.
I don't know what's happening.
Why'd you talk for a while? You ruined all of this.
You know, one of the things we did was
turn into Brad, to Ryan Pace.
Back
in New Orleans with Mickey Loomis.
That's exactly what it is, Tanny. It's a Ryan Pace now.
You guys are you're listening too closely. Don't listen as closely, okay? Stop paying attention to me and I'll do it better.
Oh, if we stop paying attention to you, we know what's going to happen next.
Well, you know how we know people haven't stopped paying attention to us?
The book.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I can confidently say that's one of the worst Ian Cunningham impressions I've ever heard.
I get it. I get it.
It was because if Lawrence hadn't talked for a while.
He won't stop talking.
It's weird, right?
What is he, a talk show host or something?
I know. Oh, by the way, the Carolina Hurricanes game.
What?
Petey Pablo brought the Hurricanes out today. Just thought I'd share.
Okay. Petey Pablo?
Wait a minute. Hang on. Back up for a second.
Hold on.
They're playing a day game? Is this the playoffs?
Yeah, it's
Stanley Cup playoffs and they're playing a day game?
They're just getting ready to start. It's six o'clock on the East Coast.
I thought they had a little
hockey day games. We're back to Lawrence and how much he likes sports now. Guy's watching day games in the hockey playoffs.
Did he come out to his hit Snitch Bitch?
No, he did the North Carolina thing because it's... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Man. Is it bad that as
Petey Pablo,
the talk show host of I like sports? Tanny, is that a thing? Have I been getting it wrong this whole time?
I got to say, I don't think so off the bat, but I'm willing to hear Speaks out on this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll prepare a PowerPoint.
On how me liking sports is bad?
You like sports too much. No. It's just that it's not that you like it too much. Not at all. I love that you like sports. It's part of the reason, and I do too. We never don't have stuff to talk about. Have you noticed that in our time together?
Yes. I think it's what's made the show successful.
I think so. We always come with a giant...
Well, I will tell you, Speaks, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
I'm glad. Thanks for listening, Stoney. Thank you for noticing.
I'm still locked in on the Petey Pablo thing.
I'm still locked in on a hockey day game. You're in the playoffs.
Well, I'm sure it's probably like a triple header, right?
Probably.
You start super early on the East Coast, and then you make your way west.
Man, I look forward to not watching any of those games. None of them.
See, I actually like sports. I'll be watching some of it.
See, now, that's the problem. I start talking about how much you like sports. I, of course, get cast as the guy who doesn't like sports. And
you
we don't
cast
that
yourself
true.
As the no, guy who doesn't like sports.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying you like more sports than I do. Even
I like a lot of sports. Yeah, I like when there's stuff to play for.
Well, you know, but that games of consequence.
Yeah, man.
We share that 100%. I've always talked about games of consequence, and you end up choosing those over everything. That said, I choose regular season baseball over almost everything.
Yeah, and we'll have some tonight, although I guess I spoke too soon with Nico.
About the weather?
Yeah, the boss was still here, and I'm like, what are you still doing here? He's like, well, I want to send out the...
Celebrating the book.
Yeah, he did say that, but he also said, yeah, there might be some weather for the Cubs.
Ooh, let's play two tomorrow, huh? What do you think?
It's draft week. We got thoughts, Tanny.
Tanny's got other stuff to do.
Yeah,
we should probably get back to talking about
this. We should, because Ryan Poles spoke on this today. This is the big boss talking about the big thing.
So, yeah, and we're going to talk with Jason Leisure coming up in 15 minutes, but Ryan Poles discussed a lot of different things as it pertains to the Bears as they get ready for the draft. And how wild things are going to be in the first round.
In what ways have you felt Ben's impact during this draft?
Yeah, so we spent time together just in the room and working through the board and having some really good discussions. I think it's important to understand in terms of the scheme and how we're built. And I think it's going to take time figuring that out, what we're going to be good at. But what do we certainly want to have to create an advantage for our team and get off to a good start. And then obviously, as a head coach, you have to have those discussions with the defense as well and picking DA's mind. So those discussions have been really good.
When you say that, you think there's going to be a lot more movement, there's kind of this idea out there now that teams in the top 10 might have a little bit harder time trading back. Do you see it that way or the opposite?
Potentially. There's a lot of phone calls going on right now, so it's hard to tell. Today, but I think as we get closer, it'll start to show itself.
With 2 days to go, how large is the pool of players you're looking at right now for pick 10?
Yeah, there's a large pool of very good football players. And then I think you can do some different things to get more players that are going to be able to come in and help your team quickly.
Brian, as it relates to draft preparation, how do you view Darnell Wright? Do you see him exclusively on the right side, or are you open-minded to shift him into the left if something materializes that?
Yeah, I think that's a conversation. We'll see how everything goes. He clearly has the ability to play left and right. We saw that in college. That was part of the value in taking Darnell. So if he had to play left, I think he'd play left. And obviously, I think we're all excited about his stuff to go right.
With Ryan and some tackle in the draft, why do you think there doesn't seem to be a consensus on the rankings? I'm sure you have your rankings solid, but it just nationally, it seems like different guys are in different places.
I'm not sure.
Is it because of, I mean, do you see?
Like, I think it's just whoever's watching the player has an opinion on what they like, what they don't like. Every player is going to have holes. It's how you project them to play on in your scheme, in your system, and do they have the traits and tools to overcome their deficiency? So it's just the flavor that you're looking for.
Right, with those extensions, when you trade for Joe Tooney, it's obviously a big move, right? Mm-hmm. Safe to say you're hoping to have him here for more than 1 year. Would he be next in line for an extension?
Yeah, that's definitely, I would say, one of the priorities moving forward.
Ryan, how does having those four picks through 72 help you?
Yeah, they're very valuable to us. I think we can do some really good things to add to our football team and bring good players in.
It sounds couple more. Like TJ Edwards, too, not only one, but his second contract. Now, maybe look at the undrafted market a little bit differently, like there are gems that can be gotten here that can be starters and impact players on the team.
Yeah, and I think with today's landscape, college landscape, I think you're going to see a lot more guys like that, guys that have been developed that stay the extra year. I think there's going to be a high volume of those players. We challenge our group to we take that very seriously. We pair up with the coaches. Ian can get in kind of the details of that. But that's what you're looking for. If you can hit a couple of those guys per year, you're cooking.
So I think it's interesting, and Weezy gave us a little bit of a look into this. There was no dismissal,
dude,
of Darnell moving over to the left side.
My guy, that is absolutely my biggest takeaway. Not only was there no dismissal, there was a quick acknowledgement of, yeah, no, we liked that he could play left or right in college, and that's absolutely on the table. Like, that was super quick and definitive and declarative. So, oh, yes, if Will Campbell or Armon Membu are there, Campbell could be your left tackle, obviously, but if Membu's the guy they like on the right, they move Darnell to left, all of a sudden, your offensive line is looking serious. And who knows what Ben Johnson thinks about Darnell. Now having come in and being able to watch the tape the way he likes to do an offensive line, he could very well have sat down and said, you know what? I really like Darnell. You said he could play left because he actually fits what I like in a left. And if we grab a right, then we're locked and loaded here.
Now it's important to remember, it is lying season, and all of this stuff is you can put that out into the ether and be like, oh, you know what? Take the Bears very seriously when they look at some of those tackles because of what they said about Darnell Wright. I think the one thing that I have noticed about Ryan Poles during his tenure is that lying is not his strong suit. He seems to be either I'm going to tell you the truth or I'm not going to say anything. And I would say if you listen to the way he answered some of the other questions where it was very curt and it was very kind of like one word, it's interesting that he did expound a little bit on the idea. Like, he didn't throw it away. He's like, yeah, well, you know, we'll see where we're at, but we did like him as a left tackle as well.
Well, you're right about making sure that people hear that and believe that, oh yeah, no, we might take a right tackle. You know, just in case, let's say you get to 10 and Campbell's gone, but there's a team out there who needs a tackle and absolutely loves Membu. Because Armon Membu's a guy who had incredible athletic potential always,
yep,
for years. But this past year is when it all came together with his work ethic and his confidence and everything like that. So, because all the teams after the Bears are not quarterback needy, but they might be tackle needy. The Niners, the Cowboys, the Dolphins. You know, the Atlanta is there. Arizona is there. So if one of those teams falls in love with Membu and you can get a little something, something for trading down a couple spots and still get somebody that you want, then that is obviously an appetizing thing to make known.
It's also a couple other things I wrote down from it is the priority to extend Tooney. Like he's like, hey, yeah, that's a priority. Like we're working on that as we speak. And the college development thing, which I think will be an interesting piece of sound for us to chew on for a couple of weeks after the draft. Like, I feel like that's something that ends up being talked about by polls after the draft. And I think it's an interesting concept how the landscape in college football is changed and guys aren't necessarily running to the NFL. Does that extra year in college make them a better prospect than what they were if they were to come out a year early?
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. It's a good question and something to follow up and think about for sure. Let's hear this, too. This is Ian Cunningham, who we don't get to hear from a lot, other than when I do, like, my killer impression of him. But let's hear from Ian Cunningham talking about the left tackle, and Jason Leisure is involved there with a follow-up. We're going to talk
about
Jason.
Why don't you just do it, Speaks?
I could just do it, but nah, let's let the original do it every once in a while. Let the OG have his moment.
The original?
The original Ian Cunningham, as opposed to my poor facsimile.
Opening for Carrot Top, it's Matt Spiegel and his wacky impressions.
I do a lot of really good assistant GM impressions all over the NFL. I just find assistant GM.
It kind of feels like the two that you do are the same one.
Ryan Pace and well, yeah, that's why it's my lane.
It's good lane.
Nobody else is doing that. You know that. Here's Ian Cunningham on left tackle.
Do you have any more clarity at left tackle? I know the guys aren't on the field yet, but just to have Karan in the building, Braxton in the building, and know that maybe that's the route you guys go at 10.
Yeah.
I
mean, I think we're fortunate to have those guys in the building, right? Yeah. You know, Braxton's coming off injury. He's doing a great job in his rehab, but he's a proven starter in this league, right? And he's mentally and physically tough. We know he's going to come back full healthy and do a really good job. And having Karan last year, we knew what the issues were, just obviously him and his injury, but the mental toughness, the resilience, you know, what he showed in that Washington game gave us hope. And obviously we saw what happened in Minnesota, but it was on a short week and a rookie and those sorts of things. But we have high hopes for both of those players.
How has your guys' evaluation of offensive line prospects changed throughout the years that you've been here, or maybe grown through the experience that you've had?
Good question. I think every year you're trying to develop and grow as an evaluator, as a leader, as you know, a person, right? So you learn from your mistakes, you learn from your hits as well. You know, but I do think it's a little bit case by case. But we feel confident with where we're at and the players that we brought in here and our evaluations overall.
Said good question to Jason Leisure about how their evaluations of O-line have changed. Let's follow up on that with Jason.
As a matter of fact, let's do it after a timeout. Jason Leisure is going to talk Piccolo Award, Bears draft, and anything else that's on his mind. Next on The Score.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.